Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
It is a blessing to be here before you this morning.
实在是一个好大的福气可以站在你们面前。
Will you please turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40?
我们请打开以赛亚书第40章。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
以赛亚书第40章。
We'll read through verses 1 through 8 this morning.
我们会读第一节到第八节。
Please follow along and listen as I read.
请听我读。
Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and let the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, Call out. And he answered, What shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
以赛亚书第四十章第一节八节，你们的神啊，你们的神说，你们要安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。一切山洼都要填满，大小山岗都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。有人声说，你喊叫吧。有一个说，我喊叫什么呢？说，凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容都像野地的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
What I really like to key in on this morning is on verse 5.
今天早上想同大家交通嘅重点系喺第五节嗰度。
And that is the glory of the Lord.
系讲到耶和华的荣耀。
I'd like to talk about what is the glory of the Lord.
愿意同大家交通。乜嘢为之系耶和华的荣耀呢？
Because I think it's a phrase that many of us have heard before and we're familiar with it.
因为耶和华的荣耀呢一句大家都好熟悉，大家都听过啦。
We sense it.
我亦都感觉到。
And to some degree we appreciate it.
我亦都好欣赏呢一句话。
But is it something that we really see?
但系咪一句我哋真系看见嘅咧？
Can we really see the glory of the Lord?
我哋能唔能够看见耶和华的荣耀呢？
Do we know what the prerequisites are, or the conditions that need to happen in order to see the glory of the Lord?
大家知唔知看见耶和华的荣耀之前需要有啲咩嘅嘢咧？
So what is it that we have to do then in order to see the glory of the Lord?
我哋需要做啲咩事情至可以见到耶和华的荣耀咧？
Isaiah chapter 40 here in the verses 1 through 8, it gives us a glimpse of God's glory in regards to our salvation.
以赛亚书第四十章第一至八节就俾我哋睇到耶和华嘅荣耀喺救恩方面系点样睇到。
The name Isaiah means Jehovah salvation.
以赛亚呢个名就系解作耶和华我哋嘅救恩。
That is Jehovah has saved.
系解作耶和华已经拯救。
Because Isaiah was a prophet. Who spoke about the Lord's salvation.
耶和华是一个先知他所宣讲的就是耶和华的救恩。
In a very wonderful and marvelous way.
是讲到这个救恩是非常伟大非常美好的。
He reveals so much to us about the Lord's salvation.
他将神的救恩是彰显是显露过给我们看到。
And even the glory of the Lord.
甚至给我们看到 耶和華的榮耀。
Because as it says in the Gospel of John, Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord.
就好似約翰福音所嗰度講到，以賽亞係見到耶和華嘅榮耀。
He saw the glory of the Lord when he had that vision of the Lord sitting on his throne.
以賽亞見到呢個異象，見到主坐喺寶座上面，喺呢個異象裏面，佢見到耶和華嘅榮耀。
And so because he was able to see the glory of the Lord, he's able to speak of the Lord's glory.
因為佢見過耶和華嘅榮耀，所以佢能夠講及耶和華嘅榮耀。
Now the book of Isaiah is such a marvelous book.
以賽亞書實在一個非常美好嘅一本書。
It is such a gift unto us.
實在係神俾我哋一個禮物。
It was such a gift to the people of that time.
亦都係一份非常之美好嘅禮物，係賜俾以賽亞當時嗰啲人。
That the Lord could reveal Himself in such a full way.
因為主能夠完完全全嘅將佢自己顯露出嚟。
That He could describe and point forward to the type of salvation that He was going to offer unto all men.
佢能夠藉住以賽亞書係向世人去解釋佢嘅救恩係如何一回事。
And what makes the book of Isaiah so fascinating is just the way that it's broken up.
以賽亞書亦都係非常之係一本好吸引人嘅書因為佢能夠將呢本書分開係唔同好多段。
And we can really see the hand of God written all over this book.
實在見到神嘅手係親自係寫呢本書出嚟。
The chapters leading up to verse 40 talks about the judgments of God.
以賽亞書第40章之前嗰啲嘅章節係講到神嘅審判。
It really points to the Lord's righteousness.
係講到神嘅公義。
And how he had to deal with these people, the nation of Israel.
係講到神要點樣去對付以色列國。以色列呢班嘅人
，and not only the nation of Israel, but all nations in fact.
唔單止係以色列國同埋係當時其他世界上嘅列國。
That he was going to judge them for their unfaithfulness, in the case of Israel.
佢神係要審判要審判以色列人，因為佢哋嘅不信，佢哋嘅
for their unfaithfulness, and then for all their abominations, for all the other nations, the defilements, those things. Which were profane before the Lord's eyes.
亦都要審判其他國家，因為佢哋係褻瀆神。
So the first 39 chapters really focuses then on the Lord's judgment and His righteousness.
所以以賽亞書頭嗰39章係主要講到神嘅公義同埋神嘅審判。
It is much like the Old Testament.
就好似整本舊約一樣。
And just as there are 39 books in the Old Testament, there are 39 chapters. In the first portion of Isaiah.
就好似舊約有39卷書一樣，以賽亞書頭嗰39章亦都係講到神嘅審判。
The last 27 chapters in the book of Isaiah talks about the Lord's grace.
但係以賽亞書後面嗰20章係講到神嘅恩典。
And just as there are 27 books in the New Testament.
就好似新約有27卷書一樣。
That talk about the Lord's grace.
係講到神嘅恩典。
How we live in the time of grace.
係講到我哋應該係要點樣喺恩典之下去活。
That God has offered His salvation unto us.
神已經將佢嘅救恩賜俾我哋。
So chapter 40 is a transition point in the book of Isaiah.
所以以賽亞書第40章係以賽亞書裡面嘅一個轉捩點。
Because in chapter 40 we turn from the righteousness of God. To the grace of God.
因為喺40章裏面我哋見到係從神嘅公義轉過去神嘅恩典嗰度。
We see how the law of God is to be fulfilled.
我哋見到主嘅律法係點樣去成全。
Not in our own power.
唔係靠著人嘅能力。
But through God's mercy.
佢係靠著神嘅憐憫。
Because it foreshadows that which is to come.
因為佢係要預表將來要發生嘅事情。
It speaks about a savior who come for us.
呢度係講到有一位救主要嚟到呢個世界上去拯救人。
Who could perfectly fulfill God's righteous demand.
呢一位救主能夠完完全全嘅去成就神公義嘅要求。
So chapter 40 then bridges the gap between fulfilling the law and the extension of God's grace unto us.
所以第40章嗰度係將呢個要承受神嘅律法係帶到去神恩典嘅延續。
And so with the advent of the Lord, we should be able to see the glory of the Lord. With the coming of the Lord, we should be able to see His glory.
所以當主再來嘅時候，我哋實在要需要見到主耶和華嘅榮耀。
But the glory of the Lord is still something that is not necessarily so easy to define.
但係耶和華嘅榮耀仍然係唔容易去理解。
It's not easy to put our hands all the way around it because God is so large, so infinite.
我哋唔能夠完完全全話我哋明白耶和華榮耀，因為耶和華實在係偉大嘅，我哋唔能夠將佢摸著。
But the best definition that I could come up with, my working definition of the glory of the Lord, is that it's an exhibition of His excellencies.
對於我嚟講，最好嘅一個解釋，耶和華榮耀就係佢自己美好嘅彰顯。
It's a display of His greatness.
係彰顯佢自己嘅偉大。
Of His power, His authority.
係彰顯佢自己嘅能力同埋佢嘅權柄。
His majesty, his riches.
佢自己嘅豐富同埋自己嘅偉大。
And all these things leads men and leads all of creation into His praise.
而呢啲所有嘅彰顯係要將世人都帶到去讚美嗰度，讚美佢嗰度。
Now the glory of God is something that is awesome.
耶和華嘅榮耀實在係美好嘅。
It's something so big, so large, it is difficult to grasp and comprehend.
非常之偉大，非常之難去理解嘅。
I often think of the Grand Canyon when I think about the glory of God.
當我每次諗起耶和華嘅榮耀嘅時候，我就諗起大峽谷。
How many of you have ever been to the Grand Canyon?
唔知大家有冇去過大峽谷呢?
In Arizona.
喺亞利桑那州嗰度。
My brothers and sisters, you do not look like a very well-traveled people.
我相信大家都唔係好鍾意去旅行。
Either that or you're very tired and you can't raise your hand.
或者係好攰，舉唔到手。
Grand Canyon is an inspiring place.
大峽谷實在是一個非常之觸及使人有靈感的一個地方。
It moves us to great thought and great wonder.
實在感動我們去驚訝，去思想。
It's just so large, it takes your breath away.
因為實在是很大的，當你去到見到的時候，你實在是非常之驚訝。
I think this is just a small glimpse of what it will be like when we see the Lord in His glory. A very small glimpse.
但我相信大峽谷只是比起神的榮耀來講，只是一個很少的相比。
When we look down a mile into that river,
當我們在大峽谷上面看到一英里下面那條小河的時候，
And we see how far and how broad apart the canyon walls are in the Grand Canyon.
我們看到峽谷兩邊那埲牆是離多遠。
It takes our breath away.
實在使我們非常之驚訝。
And we just wonder, how did God ever create something, this chasm so large?
我們就驚訝神為何能夠做出這個這麼大的峽谷呢?
All you can see is that little river down at the bottom of the valley.
你只是看到在下面一條很小的河。
But it was this very river that carved the canyon walls.
但就是這條小河將峽谷兩邊的牆分開。
There was power in that river.
這條小河有能力。
Just as there is power in the glory of God. We're to look through the Bible and look at those instances when the glory of God manifested itself in a very powerful way.
彰顯在聖經裡面。
We could see that God's presence was so powerful that men were unable to approach it, to enter in.
我們就見到神的存在是如何的有能力，甚至人是不能進入的。
After Moses had completed the building of the tabernacle,
就好像摩西起完帳幕之後,
at the end of Exodus,
出埃及記最後那一章,
the glory of the Lord came and filled that place.
那裡講到神的榮耀降臨在帳幕那裡,
and no man was able to enter into that tabernacle.
沒有任何人能夠進入會幕裡面。
Similarly, in the case of Solomon, after he had built the temple of God, the house of God.
同樣，當所羅門建造完聖殿之後，聖殿就係神嘅家。
The glory of the Lord came down.
同樣，神嘅榮耀降臨喺聖殿嗰度。
And filled that house, and no priest could enter into it.
係充滿咗聖殿，冇任何嘅祭司能夠進入。
Because there was power.
因為嗰度有神嘅能力。
There is might.
有能力。
And so this is the power and the might that I would hope that we as brothers and sisters in Christ would be able to see in the Lord today.
所以實在願意弟兄姊妹能夠看見神的榮耀這個大能這個能力在裡面。
But in order to see this power and this might, this glory, several things need to happen first.
但若果我們要看見這個大能、這個能力、神的榮耀的話，我們有幾件事情需要發生。
I think Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 8, gives us an idea of what some of those things are that have to happen before we see the glory of the Lord.
我相信以賽亞書第40章第1至8節就講到這些是什麼事情，我們需要做什麼事情才可以見到神的榮耀。
The first and the second is that there needs to be comfort and there needs to be cleansing.
第一、第二點就是首先我們要有安慰，第二我們是要被潔淨。
That we can take comfort in the presence of the Lord.
我們要在神的同在裡面得到安慰。
Because as it reads here in the first couple of verses, we can see that the Lord is a compassionate God, that He's a gracious God.
實在在第一節到第三節那裡見到神是充滿恩典、充滿憐憫的一位神。
He does not forget His people.
他不會忘記他的民。
He does not turn His back on them.
他不會離棄他們。
But He keeps His eye on His people.
但是他的眼是時常注目在他的民裡面。
Even after they've been chastised and punished,
甚至他的民是被懲罰。
These people were punished double for all their sins.
在這裡講到他們是被加倍受罰。
But in the end of this, God comforts them.
但結果神是安慰他們。
Now, comfort doesn't come without cleansing first.
但要有安慰首先要被潔淨。
So leading into this chapter, we read about God's cleansing work, His hand of judgment upon the people and the land.
所以在這一卷書之前，我們見到神是如何潔淨以色列民，是如何去
And we see how God uses warfare to judge the people.
我們也都見到神是利用戰爭來去審判他的民。
He allows the nations to set up and fight against each other.
他容許列國是爭戰。
Why does He do this?
為什麼神要這樣做呢?
Because He needs to purge the land of all of its sins and all of its unfilthiness.
因為他要在地上除去所有的不潔，所有的罪惡。
All the abominations and all the idolatry that exist in the land.
所有在地上拜偶像的事情，所有亵渎神的事情，神都要去铲除。
The Israelites were not true to their God.
以色列人没有向神忠心。
And they looked to others. They looked to other nations to provide them deliverance.
他们反而是看其他的国家来去学习怎样去敬拜神。
For they were always a tiny nation set amongst larger nations.
因为以色列国一直都是在很多大的国家中间一个的小国。
And because they had turned away from their God, God allowed them to go through all these trials.
因为以色列人离弃了他们的神，所以神就容许他们去接受很多的试炼。
And God allowed them to go through all this suffering and all this purging.
神亦都容许他们接受所有的苦难。
As other nations came in and practically obliterated them.
其他国家来到以色列那里是完全去铲除了以色列国。
We may wonder what kind of God is this?
我们会去想神是一位如何的一位神呢？
It seems like the hand of God is so heavy at times.
好像见到神的手是如何的沉重。
That in fact that he can be so cruel.
他为什么可以这么残忍呢？
But brothers and sisters, I hope that we can see that this hand of God is a hand of mercy.
但是弟兄姊妹，实在愿意你们见到神的手是充满了怜悯。
Because without judgment, all this filth would remain.
因为如果没有审判，地上仍然存着这些的罪恶。
But when God judges and purges, what remains behind is that which is clean.
但是当神去审判，去洁净的时候，剩回下来的，就是清洁了。
And when it's clean, it gives the Lord a foothold to be able to enter and to do His work.
当是清洁的时候，神就有这个踏脚石进入去做他的工作。
Now, this is the glorious thing about God's righteousness and His judgment.
这一点实在是神的审判，是一件荣耀的事情，是见到神的审判。
And many of us just fail to see this. We just get caught up so much with just the troubles and the heartache that is ongoing.
但是我们很多人都见不到，我们眼睛只是注视在周围的痛苦苦难上面。
But we can't see ahead as to what God is going to do.
但是我们见不到前面神要做什么事情。
Because God is a holy God.
因为神是一位圣洁的神。
And He is one who cannot be around sin and the dead ways of man.
他是一位不能够接近罪恶，是不能够在神的人的死路上面的一位神。
So He purges us and cleanses us so that we could be made right.
所以神是洁净我们，使我们能够在他面前行得对。
So that we may be able to see God.
使我们能够见到神。
That is why before we can see the glory of God, there must be a cleansing first.
所以若果我们要是见到耶和华的荣耀之前，我们实在是要被神去洁净。
And then it also explains why no man can see the face of God and be able to live.
所以亦都解释到没人能够见到神的面而仍然活着。
Because man is unclean.
因为人是不洁的。
If we were to flip back and turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 6 when Isaiah had his vision of the glorious Lord on the throne.
如果我们打开以赛亚书第六章的时候，我们见到以赛亚有这个意象，见到神在这个宝座上面。
We can read about his response in verse 5.
我们在第五章我们见到以赛亚的回应。
When he says, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
他这样说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
He was ruined.
他那里说到，我灭亡了。
He was to be destroyed.
我要被灭亡了。
But here's where we see the graciousness of God.
但是在这里我们见到神的怜悯。
When one of the seraphim flew and took a burning coal and placed it on Isaiah's mouth.
在这里讲到一撒拉弗飞到以赛亚面前，是用一个红炭放在以赛亚的嘴上面。
So one of these heavenly creatures then said, Behold, this has touched your lips and your iniquity is taken away.And your sin is forgiven.
在这里第七节那里讲到，看啊，这炭玷了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
So we can take great comfort in knowing that the Lord not only judges us, But he forgives us and he restores us.
我们所以实在在这里感到安慰, 因为神不单止是审判我们,
Can you imagine what it would be like if we lived in a house that lacked discipline?
你能不能够想象, 如果我们住在一个家, 而这个家是没有这个discipline,没有这个,是不受控的在这个家里面。
Maybe some of you can imagine that because that describes your household.
或者有人可以想象到,因为你的家就是一样,是不受控制的。
You know, I think one of the reasons why the Lord blessed me with so many rambunctious children is because the Lord had to teach me something about discipline.
实在感谢神，祂赐给我一班很顽皮的孩子，因为神是要教我这个功课。
Maybe if he had given me four sweet little girls, life would be a lot different.
或者如果他赐给我四个很可爱的女孩，我的生活就会很不同。
But that's not what the Lord has given to me.
但是神却是赐给我四个顽皮的男孩。
And if there's one thing that boys need,
但如果有一点男孩子是需要学习的,
it's discipline.
就是要学习守规矩。
And so that is the one thing I know that the Lord has taught me over all these years as I've raised my children with my wife.
所以这一点就是主一直教导我的，当我教导我怎样去养大这一班男孩。
Is a need to provide discipline.
我是要教导他们，去管教他们。
For if there were no discipline in my house, then it would just run amok. It'd be completely out of hand, as if it isn't partially out of hand already.
因为如果我这个家是没有管教的话，我的家就会是混乱了。
The only reason why it's partly in hand is because of my wife's doing.
但是现在仍然是没那么混乱，因为我的姊妹是帮助我。
The Lord is still teaching me how to master discipline.
主一直是教导我如何管教。
And to use it for His own glory and the glory of the lives of my sons.
是为着神的荣耀，亦都是为着我的儿子。
But with discipline comes comfort.
但管教带来安慰。
I don't know if we've ever taken much time to think about that.
不知大家有没有想过这个问题呢？
For when an individual knows that there is someone watching over them, they can take comfort.
当一个人知道他是被管教，他是被其他人去睇住嘅时候，佢就得安慰啦。Just
as our brother who was leading the hymns this morning said, you know, God is everywhere.
就好似头先领诗嘅弟兄交通道，神系存在嘅。And
we can take comfort that He is the one who oversees all, not only oversees all, but He's in control of all things.
我们知道祂是存在，祂是全知，祂是看见我们每一个人的时候，我们就得到安慰。
That when everything seems to be going wrong and strange, that God is still in control.
当事情好像没路走的时候，但是当我们知道神是掌管一切的时候，我们就得到安慰。
And God's hand is at work.
我们知道神的手是工作的。
And so because God's hand is at work, we can take rest.
因为神的手是正在工作，所以我们能够安息。
We can find comfort.
我们能够得到安慰。
We need not be people who fear.
我们不要作为一班惧怕的民。
We only need to fear when we are people who are not walking with the Lord.
若果我们是没有同主一起走的时候，我们才需要害怕。
But when we are walking with the Lord, we know that the Lord will watch over us.
但是当我们与主同行的时候，我们知道主是看顾我们。
And He will comfort us in the midst of all the discipline that is going around us, all the judgment that we see in this land.
他会看顾我们，他会去安慰我们，即使这个地上是充满了审判。
Do not think that the Lord cannot hear, that the Lord cannot work.
唔好以為神聽唔到，唔好以為佢唔做嘢。
Now the Lord has worked in the past and He will work again.
主喺過去工作，現在仍然工作。
And these verses here in Isaiah 40 point to what the Lord is going to do.
喺以賽亞書40章呢幾節講到耶和華將會作咩事情。
Just about how He is gracious.
佢講到佢係如何充滿恩典。
And how He is one who will remove our iniquities.
佢係點樣會將我哋嘅罪孽去赦免。
And of course we know He does this through our Lord Jesus Christ, who bore all of our iniquities.
當然，我哋知道耶和華係要藉著我哋嘅主耶穌去成就呢啲事情。主耶穌係幫我哋擔當一切嘅罪孽。
And because He bore all of our iniquities, we no longer have to be people who mourn.
因為佢擔當我哋一切嘅罪孽，我哋唔需要悲哀，唔需要哀嘆。
But that our mourning could be turned to joy.
我哋嘅哀嘆能夠轉為喜樂。
So the Lord wants to do a cleansing work in His people and in the land.
所以主要喺佢嘅民喺佢嘅地上面去要潔淨。
And when He does this cleansing work, in one sense, He also provides us with His comfort.
當佢成就佢潔淨嘅工作嘅時候，佢就會將安慰帶到去佢嘅子民嗰度。
Verse 3 in chapter 40 also points to something else that needs to happen in order for us to see the glory of the Lord.
第三節，以賽亞書第40章第三節，講及到另外一件事情係需要發生之後，我哋只可以見到耶和華嘅榮耀。
A way must be cleared for the Lord to be able to work.
神嘅道路一定要被預備好，神嘅榮耀才能夠顯現出嚟。
No, it's not just enough to be clean.
被潔淨唔夠。
We must also be clear-hearted for the Lord.
我哋嘅心一定要係清心嘅，為著主。
We must turn to God and look to Him.
我哋要轉向神，定睛喺神嗰度。
Otherwise, we will become filthy again.
如果唔係嘅話，我哋會變得不潔，再一次不潔。
Because it is really only Christ that can clean us.
因為只有基督能夠潔淨我哋。
I think many of us know, many of us have read and are familiar with verses 3 and 4 in the book of Isaiah chapter 40.
相信大家都對第三節同第四節都好熟悉。
Because these verses are prophetic in regards to the work of John the Baptist.
因為呢兩節嘅經文係預言施洗約翰喺新約嗰度。
And we can find these verses sprinkled in the beginning portions of all the Gospels.
呢兩節嘅經文我哋亦都可以喺四本福音書嘅開頭見到。
Because it is speaking about the work of John the Baptist.
因為呢度講到施洗約翰嘅工作。
And the role that he was to play in bringing forth the glory of the Lord.
亦都講及施洗約翰喺帶出耶和華嘅榮耀嘅角色。
John was one who preached a baptism of repentance.
約翰係教導。John
was one who preached a baptism of repentance.
約翰係教導人係要去施洗去悔改。
Repentance doesn't only just stop at doing what's wrong.
悔改唔係停止喺不再作壞事呢一方面上面。
Repentance also requires turning back towards that which is right.
悔改係要更一步係轉向係對嗰一件事情上面。
So John was calling out to the people not only stop from doing that which was wrong.
所以施洗約翰唔單止係呼召人去不再作錯事。
But to turn to God.
卻係要轉向神。
Turn to the Lord for your salvation.
要轉向神去得到救恩。
Don't look for yourself. Don't look within yourself to find righteousness.
你唔好係嘗試喺自己裏面找到自己嘅公義。
But look to God to provide you with that righteousness.
卻係要轉向神，使讓神去將佢嘅公義賜俾你。
John was a forerunner to Christ.
約翰實在係基督嘅一個開路者。
He prepared Christ's arrival by softening the people's hearts.
他預備他的降臨，是藉著去將人的心，使他們不再剛硬。
And he turned the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
他使父親的心轉向兒子，使兒子的心轉向父親。
Really, you could say that he had a ministry of reconciliation.
實在我們可以說約翰是有這個和好的一個事工。
I think this really describes God's heart for man.
實在是形容到神在人的心意裡面。
That God wants to be reconciled with man.
實在講到神是非常願意與人和好。
That he wants to have a relationship with us.
神是願意與人有一個關係。
And so John pointed this out to the man.
所以施洗約翰就將這一點教導給人聽。
And so he helped men to restore their hearts and their relationships with the Father God.
所以施洗約翰幫人與父親的心和好。
And in so doing this, then we can understand that the glory of God can't be revealed until men's hearts are ready to receive.
所以我們在這裡看到，我們不能夠看到耶和華的榮耀，除非人的心是被清潔，是轉向神那裡。
We need to be the type of people that see with our hearts and not just with our eyes.
我們要作為一班人，是用我們的心去看，不是用我們的肉眼去看。
We need to be people who see and sense with our spirit, not just our minds.
我們是要學習用我們的靈去感受，不是用我們的思想去感受。
For when we just look with our eyes and just think with our minds, we will miss out on the glory of God.
因為如果我們是用我們的肉眼去看，用我們的頭腦去思想，我們就看不到耶和華的榮耀。
Turn with me to the book of Matthew. Chapter 21.
我們請打開馬太福音第21章。
Isaiah 40 points to the coming of the Lord.
以賽亞書第40章是講到主的來臨。
Points to the revelation, the display of God's glory.
是講到耶和華的榮耀的彰顯。
And in Matthew 21, we find that the Lord comes into the city of Jerusalem, glory.
我們在馬太福音21章，我們就見到主是來到耶路撒冷，是充滿榮耀的，是來到耶路撒冷。
This is the account that we often describe as the triumphal entry.
這一段所記錄的，就是講到耶穌是榮耀的進城。
When Jesus was about to enter in to Jerusalem,
当耶稣准备进入耶路撒冷的时候,
to all this celebration,
那里见到很多的庆祝,
to all this energy and expectation,
当时的人是充满了期望，充满了喜乐,
he had spoken to some of his disciples to go ahead and prepare this colt for him to ride on as he was to come into the city of Jerusalem.
耶穌在那裡打發他兩個門徒，要為他預備一隻的驢子，使他可以坐著進入耶路撒冷。
And as he came, the people, the crowds began to gather.
當他準備進入的時候，人群就聚集一齊。
Because Jesus' popularity had risen to such a great point that everyone wanted to come in, out and see him.
因為在那時候，耶穌開始非常出名，所以人群、眾人都想去見到耶穌。
And so as he was riding into the city, the people began to lay down their garments, and they began to lay down branches and leaves for him to have a path.
所以當耶穌進入城的時候，這一班人就開始將他們的衣服、將樹的 的葉子是放在地上面，是準備耶穌的來臨。
It is as it's spoken of in Isaiah 40, to clear the way for the Lord, and to make smooth in the desert a highway for our God.
就好像以賽亞書第40章那裡講到，在曠野預備耶和華的路，在沙漠修平我們神的道。
So the people prepared the Lord for his entry into Jerusalem.
所以 众人都是预备是迎接耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
And as Jesus entered, the people cried out, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
这里讲到是和撒勒归于大卫的子孙，奉主命来的是应当称重的，高高在上和撒勒。
The people were waiting and expecting for the Son of David to come to provide deliverance.
众人都是期望大卫的儿子来临。
The Son of David was a messianic term. It was a term to describe the coming salvation of the Lord.
大卫的儿子是预言到是尼赛亚的来临。
And so the people knew that the king would come from the line of David.
因为以色列人都知道王是要从大卫那里来。
A mighty, a glorious, a prosperous king.
是一位充满能力充满的君王是来到。
A king that would lead people back into victory and glory.
这一位王是要将胜利是带到去以色列民那里。
And so they shouted out this praise unto the Lord as he entered into the city of Jerusalem.
所以这一班群众就大声喊着要去迎接耶稣进城。
We see right after this account, the Spirit put it on Matthew's heart to record the cleansing of the temple.
在这个故事之后圣灵是感动马太要写下以下的故事就是耶稣进入圣殿里面要去洁净这个圣殿。
Where the Lord came in and cleaned out, he had to do this cleansing work within the temple.
耶稣是要进入圣殿要做清洁的工作。
Because God's house had been turned into a den of robbers rather than a house of prayer.
因为神的家是成为了贼的家。
And so when the chief priests, when they saw and they heard this greeting that the people had given to our Lord Jesus, they became indignant.
所以当大祭司听到耶稣所做的事情他们就非常之气愤。
Why was itthat these individuals cannot see the glory of the Lord.
点解呢一班大祭司呢一班文士见唔到神嘅荣耀呢？
The Gospel of John gives us an idea.
约翰福音俾咗一个答案我哋。
In John chapter 12.
喺约翰福音第十二章。
Verse 39.
第39节。
In John chapter 12, verse 39, this recording is placed right after the coming of our Lord Jesus into Jerusalem. So it is a parallel account, you may say.
在约翰福音第十二章第三十九节呢一度系所记载嘅系啱啱就系耶稣进入圣殿洁净圣殿之后所发生嘅事情。
For this cause they could not believe, for Isaiah said again,He has blinded their eyes and he has hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and perceive with their heart and be converted and I heal them.
第39节和40节，他们所以不能信，因为以赛亚又说，主叫他们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
Verse 41, These things Isaiah said because he saw his glory and he spoke of him. Nevertheless,Many even of the rulers believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God.
以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀，就指着他说这话。虽然如此，官长们却有好些信他的，只因以赛亚的缘故就不承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。
So here we can discern that there are two categories of people.
所以在这里见到有两种的人
that describes the two different accounts that we just looked over in the book of Matthew chapter 21.
两种的人去形容我们刚才在马太福音所读到的。
There were those whose hearts were hardened and eyes were blinded.
那里有一班人他们是瞎了眼硬了心。
These were the priests, these were the scribes. even the Pharisees.
他们就是这一班的祭司们、大祭司、文士和法利赛人。
When they saw the Lord come in all that glory, all they could do was become indignant.
当他们见到主入圣殿的时候，他们只能够愤怒。
I think we can also see another type of people.
我们亦都见到另一种人。
As far as how they see the glory of our Lord.
就是他们见到主的荣耀。
There were many people who believed in the Lord.
有很多人都相信主。
But there are not so many people who confess in the Lord.
但不是很多人向主承认。
There were many people on that Sunday when the Lord came into the Jerusalem that proclaimed, Hosanna to the Son of David.
那个星期日的早上，当主进入耶路撒冷的时候，有很多人都宣告耶和华是大卫的子孙。
But only a few short days later, many of them departed and deserted the Lord.
但是只是几日之后，很多人就是这一班人里面很多的人就离开了主耶稣。
There are many people who are just caught up in the moment, who are caught up in all the euphoria and all the excitement.
有很多人只是趁热闹的。
They just come to the house of God and they worship and they have such a good time.
他只是来到神的家，他们去唱歌，他们有一段很好的时光。
And just a few short days later, or even a few short hours later, the glory, the presence of the Lord is no longer with them.
但是只是几个钟，或者几日之后，耶和华的荣耀就离开了他们。
These are the people who have not really seen with the eyes of their hearts.
这一班就是他们没有用他们的心眼来去看。
These are the people who love the approval of men more than the approval of God.
这一班人是喜爱人的认同，却是不喜爱神的认同。
There's a third type of people.
亦都有第三种的人，三类的人。
That third type of people is highlighted in the section preceding the Lord's entry into Jerusalem.
这一类第三类的人，就是在耶稣进入耶路撒冷之前，我们见到的。
If you flip back in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 20.
请打开马太福音第20章。
Starting in verse 29 through the end of the chapter, we see the account of two men.
是在第20章29节开始，看到最后，我们见到有两个人。
Two blind men sitting by the road.
是两个瞎眼的人坐在路旁。
Crying out that same term.
他是同样的，是大声喊着大卫的子孙。
Son of David, Son of David.
他们是大声喊着大卫的子孙。
Lord, have mercy on us.
主可怜我们吧。
They would not be quiet. They would not stop, even though the crowds told them to stop and be quiet.
即使其他人叫他们收声，他们却是没有收声。
But Jesus stopped and called them and said to them, What do you want me to do for you?
但是主耶稣就停下，就问他，你要我向你做什么呢？
Lord, we want our eyes to be open.
他们就这样喊，主啊，我们要我们的眼睛能看见。
Two blind men.
两个瞎眼的人。
Of all the people in that time.
在那时，所有的人当中。
Who should have seen the glory of the Lord.
这一班人应该看到主的荣耀。
You would not have thought it would be two blind men.
你不会想象到是这两个瞎眼的人能够看见。
But these two blind men were able to see the glory of the Lord.
但是这两个瞎眼的人却是能够看见主的荣耀。
Because they truly recognize the authority of God.
因为他们真真正正看见主的权能。
Because they did not see with their physical eyes.
因为他们不是用肉眼看。
But they saw with their hearts.
他们是用他们的心眼去看。
They were able to understand who this person was, who this Jesus was.
他们能够明白这一位是谁，这个耶稣是哪一位。
That he truly is the God of all glory.
他们看见他实在就是那位充满荣耀的神。
And so the Lord was able to work through these two individuals.
所以主能够在这两位瞎眼的人身上工作。
And in so doing, I think He teaches us as well.
藉着这件事，他亦都教导我们。
How we need to be like in order to see the glory of the Lord.
他教导我们，我们需要如何做才可以看见主的荣耀。
That the eyes of our hearts must be cleared for the Lord.
他是要叫我们打开我们的心眼，我们的心眼打开才可以看见主的荣耀。
That we must have a single heart, a single vision, a clear heart for the Lord.
我们要一个清心，专心去看见，才可以看见主的荣耀。
We do this by clearing the way in the wilderness and making smooth the desert, the highway.
我们能够使我们清心，就是靠着去在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠修平我们神的道。
The valleys in our lives must be lifted up, and the mountains in our hearts must be made low.
在我们生命里面一切的山坡，我们生命里面一切的山岗都要被削平。
In other words, all the barriers in our lives must be removed.
换句话来讲，在我们生命里面所有的路障都要被挪开。
All these hindrances that we have in our lives, all these distractions, we have to clear them out of the way if the Lord is able to come into our life.
在我们生命里面所有的路障，所有阻碍我们去神那里的一切事情都要被挪开，主才能够进入我们里面。
It's not only so that the Lord could have a path to us, but so that we could have a path to the Lord as well.
不单止是要给主有一条路进入我们那里，却是我们有一条路能够进去主那里。
You know, God is so gracious to us.
神实在是向我们有充满恩典。
You know, He did not need to come down from heaven to save us.
祂不需要由天上来到地去拯救我们。
But in His righteousness and in His grace, He did.
但是因着祂的公义，祂的恩典，祂却是这么做。
He could have stayed up there in heaven.
祂可以选择是留在天上面。
He could have only come partway down, remained up in the mountain as He did when He presented Himself to Moses and the people at Mount Sinai.
祂亦都可以选择离一半停留在山上面，好像摩西向摩西显露的时候一样。
And He told the people, you can't touch this mountain or else you'll die.
祂在摩西的时候，祂警告人，你不能够进入这个山，如果你进入这个山的时候，就是你死的日子。
But the Lord Jesus, He came all the way down.
但是主耶稣，祂是选择落到地上。
In the form of man so that we can embrace Him.
是取了人的样式，使我们能够拥抱祂。
So that we can know Him.
使我们能够认识祂。
So that we can have a relationship with Him.
使我们能够与祂有一个关系。
God made Himself real.
神是向我们变为真实。
This is the grace that God gives to us when we make things clear in our lives.
当我们清洁我们生命里面一切的路障的时候，祂就是如何的有恩典赐过给我们。
So then not only must we have a cleansing and a clearing in our lives in order to allow the Lord's glory to be made manifest in our lives.
所以不单止我们需要被洁净，要有一个清洁的心，才可以见到神的荣耀。But
there must also be a calling to His words.
我们亦都是需要有这个要听到祂的话的呼召。We
have to be called to His word.
我们实在是要被祂的话去被呼召。
His word must have preeminence in our lives.
祂的话一定要在我们的生命里面掌权。
It must take first place.
一定要是第一位。
Because we know that man's words are unreliable.
因为我们知道人的话是不可信的。
And that is nothing compared to God's words.
人的话不能够与神的话相比。
God's words are effectual.
神的话是充满能力的。That
is, they do not go out empty and they return void, but it comes back and produces a harvest.
神的话不是空口所讲的，是能够 是不会徒劳往返的，是有果效的。
Man is likened to grass.
人就好像草一样。
And his loveliness, his glory is like the flower in the field.
人的荣耀就好像花一样。
The grass withers and the flowers fade.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because our glory, our loveliness is just temporal.
因为人的荣耀，人的可爱是短暂的。
But God's glory, God's words are eternal.
但是神的荣耀是神的话是永远立定的。
And with his mere breath, he's able to just blow us away.
只是他一口气就能够将我们吹开。
We are nothing, we can do nothing.
我们不是什么，我们都做不到什么事情。
We can never provide deliverance, salvation for ourselves.
我们不能够为着我们自己，给我们有救恩。
But only God and His words can do that.
但是唯有神和祂的话能够将救恩赐给我们。
When we hold on to the Word of God and when we elevate it in our lives, then the glory of God can be revealed.
当我们找紧神的话，当我们将我们的生命升高的时候，我们就能够看见神的荣耀。
Both in us individually and us corporately as a church, as the body of Christ.
我们不单只是个人方面要这么做，我们身体里面，在教会里面也要这么做。
If we were to look back or we were to consider again those two accounts mentioned earlier about how the glory of God came down, we can see that there is association with obedience to the Word of God.
如果我们看到刚才关于神的荣耀两件事情的时候，我们就见到这两件事情和教会是有很大的相似。
For when Moses built the tent of the meeting and the tabernacle, he did it precisely to God's instructions.
当摩西是做会幕的时候，他是照足神的策略来去做的。
And when he obeyed and he built, then the glory of God has its way to manifest itself in such a glorious way.
当摩西遵守神的话，是靠着他的策略来做会幕的时候，神的荣耀就降临了。
And then when Solomon built the house of God,
同样，所罗门去建造圣殿的时候，
he was true to the will of God.
他是向神的旨意去诚实。
He accomplished that which the Lord had spoken of to his father David.
他是照着神向他的父亲大卫所说的，是照足他这样做。
That it would not be David who would be building the house of God, but that it would be David's son, Solomon, who would build the house.
神的心意不是要大卫去起圣殿，却是大卫的儿子所罗门去起圣殿。
So Solomon was true to the will of God.
所以所罗门在神的旨意底下是诚实，是忠心。
He obeyed God and he led God's people into the direction of the house of God.
他遵守神的话，他是让神的子民为神起神的家。
So as a result, the glory of God was able to come in power.
所以结果，神的荣耀能够充满能力的，是在地上显现出来。
This teaches us that we need to be careful. We need to be people who are diligent to heed the word of God in our lives.
所以这两件事情实在教导我们，我们实在要小心去遵守神的话。
We need to obey, and even obey when it may mean hardship or suffering for us.
我们实在要遵守，即使可能会带来苦难。 我们都需要遵守神的话。
For I think we all know that the glory of God is sometimes manifested in very unexpected ways.
因为我们知道神的荣耀是很多时候在我们不能够期望到的事情上面显现出来。
And that is interwoven with suffering.
就是在苦难里面。
As we recount the life of our Lord Jesus.
当我们去看耶稣的一生的时候。
He came into that city,
他进入这个城,
riding on a colt, a donkey.
他是坐着这只驴驹进入,
Not like a king who would ride in victoriously on a horse.
不是好似一個王，係勝利地係坐著一隻馬進城。
He had no stately form or majesty.
佢冇佳容美容。
And he was to be marred beyond recognition.
佢係被人藐視。
Jesus wore the glory.
耶穌就係嗰個榮耀。
But it is not the glory that we're used to seeing.
佢唔係我哋所期望嗰種榮耀。
It was the glory of humility, the glory of suffering.
呢一個榮耀係一個謙卑嘅榮耀，係一個受苦嘅榮耀。
And as Isaiah would so beautifully elaborate in chapter 53, the Lord Jesus came as a suffering servant.
就好似以賽亞書喺第53章嗰度講到耶穌就係嗰個憂患之子。
We know that he did not suffer without purpose.
佢唔係冇目的嘅去受苦。
But that he accomplished his mission.
佢係要成就佢嘅旨意。
Because he was to bring many sons into glory.
因為佢要將好多嘅兒子帶進榮耀裏面。
And he himself was to be crowned with glory and honor.
而佢自己係要被冠榮耀。
Because he allowed himself to be perfected through sufferings.
因為佢容許自己係藉著苦難成為完全。
So that he might become our perfect Savior.
使佢自己能夠成為我哋嗰位完全嘅救主。
If we want God's glory to be revealed in our lives,
如果我哋想得到神嘅榮耀喺我哋嘅生命裏面彰顯出嚟,
then we too may need to be broken.
我哋實在係要被破碎,
so that the self would be eliminated.
使我哋嘅己能夠被除去,
even destroyed.
要我哋嘅己被毀滅,
so that the glory of God would be revealed.
使神嘅榮耀能夠顯現出嚟.
I cannot help but think that today is Father's Day.
我唔能夠去忘記今日係父親節。
I think of my father-in-law.
我諗起我嘅外父。
I think of all he was.
我諗起佢係一個如何嘅人。
All that he stood for.
佢所代表嘅。
He was a good man.
實在一個好人。
He's a very honorable man.
非常之可佩服嘅人。
He came to believe in the Lord about 20 years ago.
喺20年前佢信主。
Because he knew that he had a need.
因為佢知道佢有需要。
That in spite of all his goodness, all his good works, that he could not secure salvation for himself.
因為佢知道即使佢作咗好多嘅好事，好多嘅善事，佢唔能夠為自己得到呢個救恩。
We were recounting this past Thursday night at prayer meeting.
喺星期四晚嘅禱告聚會裏面，我哋再思想到關及我外父嘅事情。
About how he may have set an all-time record here at the house of God.
我哋講到佢可能喺神嘅家裏面創咗呢個記錄。
We were just marveling at how many times he raised his hand at these gospel meetings that we have.
我哋係講到佢喺福音聚會裏面，佢係舉過好多次手。
It took us a couple of minutes to think about it. There were any other individuals who had ever raised their hands more time than he when it came to the calling of the Lord.
我哋就諗緊有冇其他嘅人喺神嘅呼召喺福音聚會裏面係舉過咁多次手。
I'm not sure. I think we may have discovered there was one other that may have raised their hand more times than he.
但係我哋嘅總結就係可能有另外一個人係舉多過我外父嘅。
But he was definitely up there.
但係我嘅外父一定喺
Because he had a tender heart for the Lord's salvation.
因為佢向著主向著救恩，佢係一個心。
But in all those 20-some years that he knew the Lord,
但係喺呢20幾年裏面，佢認識主嘅時候裏面，
he never had the discipline to have that consistent time with the Lord.
佢係冇呢個嘅規律去與主有一個時常嘅親近。
He was never able to slow himself down enough to spend time in God's Word.
他未能够将他的生活节奏减慢，去花时间同神一齐。
The thrill of life was greater than the thrill of God. The thrill of life was greater than the thrill of God. The excitement of life was greater than the excitement of God.
但是因为生命世界里面那个的是比神里面那个是更加好。
He had a tender heart, but he lacked the discipline for the Word of God.
他向主有这个心，但是他却没有这个规律去亲近神。
But we praise God because we knew that God was not done working with him.
但是我们感谢神，因为神是从来没有放弃他。
God had to break him.
神是要将他破碎。
In these last 6 months, he spent more time in the Word of God, more time praying than he did before.
在过去六个月的时间里面，他是花很多时间去看神的话，去跟神亲近。这些时间是比他之前所花的更多。
I would find him many times throughout the day, just being quiet and praying.
我会发现在每一天里面，他是安静，安安静静的向主祈祷。
I would find him looking at the Word of God.
我会见到他是读神的话。
I thank the Lord for you brethren who came and studied the Word with him.
亦都感谢弟兄姊妹来探望我的外父，和他一起读神的话。
And he would diligently write down the Word of God.
他亦都会很勤力地将神的话抄低。
And he would memorize scripture in his heart.
他亦都会背经文在他的心里面。
Because the Lord had become real to him.
因为主向他成为真实。
And he could see who God really was.
他亦都能够真真正正见到神是如何一位。
Brothers and sisters, may our hearts be soft like that.
弟兄姊妹，实在愿意我们的心都好像我们外父一样，那么柔软。
May we be able to see the heart of our God.
愿我们能够看见我们的主的心意。
Allow him to do his cleansing work within us.
让他在我们一生里面做洁净的工作。
And draw us near to him through the reading of his word.
藉着他的话，使我们更加亲近他。
Let's take a moment to pray.
我们请一起祈祷。
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day.
天父，我们感谢你给我们今日。
We thank you for this day where we can celebrate our Father's lives.
感谢你给我们今日能够去庆祝我们的父的一生。
We thank you that you are one who allows us to have a wonderful relationship with our earthly fathers.
感谢你给我们能够与我们地上的父有一个这么美好的关系。
We praise you all the more because you allow us to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
但是我们更加感谢你，给我们能够与天上的父有这个属天的关系。
You allow us to see His glory.
你容许我们见到天父的荣耀。
You allow us to be able to enter into a relationship where we can call Him Abba Father.
你容许我们给我们进入这个关系，使我们能够呼叫阿爸父。
We praise you for your good hand upon us in our lives.
我们实在感谢赞美你，你的手在我们一生里面。
We take comfort in knowing that even in the midst of the cleansing, that your hand is still at work.
我们实在是被安慰，因为知道，见到，即使你是审判，是洁净我们，你的手仍然是在工作。
And so we submit ourselves unto you.
所以我们信服在你面前。
And we commit our lives back unto you.
将我们的生命再一次交托在你里面。
That you may be able to have your perfect way.
使你能够在我们生命里面有敞开的道路。
So that the glory of the Lord could be revealed in our lives.
使耶和华的荣耀能够在我们生命里面显现出来。
And that the glory of the Lord could be revealed in your church today.
亦都让主的荣耀在你的教会中间显现。
That the Lord would be able to have first place, that He would become head.
使主能够成为第一位，成为教会嘅头。
And that we would be that perfect body.
使我们成为那个完全美好的身体。
So that the manifold wisdom of God could be presented to all.
使神那个智慧能够彰显出来。
We thank you and we praise you.
感谢你，赞美你。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.